AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. government shutdown has entered its sixth day. On NBC's Meet the Press, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans have gone radio silent in having discussions with Democrats about reopening the federal government.
What we've seen is negotiation through deep fake videos, the House canceling votes, and of course, President Trump spending yesterday on the golf course. That's not responsible behavior.
Also on NBC's Meet the Press, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats are to blame for the shutdown.
The reason the government is closed is because Chuck Schumer and 43 of his Democrat colleagues in the Senate have decided now to vote multiple times to keep the government closed. We need them to turn the lights back on so that everyone can do their work. The House did our work. We passed a bipartisan, clean, continuing resolution to keep the government open.
Republicans and Democrats are deadlocked over health insurance subsidies. And a federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. The state is fighting to keep federalized forces from being sent to address protests outside of an ICE facility. And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports France's new prime minister named a government on Sunday, but that has not lasted long.
France's new prime minister, Sébastien Lecornu, has resigned just a day after naming his government and less than a month in office. France's president, Emmanuel Macron, has accepted his resignation. Macron's opponents immediately tried to capitalize on the shocking resignation, with the far-right national rally urging Macron to either call for snap elections or resign. On the far left, France Unbowed also wants Macron's departure. The resignation rattled investors too, sending the CAC 40 index of leading French companies plunging. The index was already down by nearly 2% on its Friday close. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the first supermoon of the year is approaching.
The October 6th supermoon is the first of three this year. It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit. That makes the moon look up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the faintest moon of the year, according to NASA. Derek Pitts is chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute.
Everyone will be able to experience this supermoon event, as long as the sky is clear.
He says the term supermoon actually emerged in the late 70s.
As it turns out, our culture these days really loves superlatives. So the superlative of super attached to this event that happens almost all the time.
Or at least two more times this year. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.